This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Joy Plus.
94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joy Plus.
Geek Girl Speak. Geek Girl Speak. It's May 2014. It's time for Geek Girl Speak. It's all about geek girls, the ladies of the nerd. What it's like to be a geek, what do we think, and much, much more with special guests, special interviews, and very special podcasts all through the month of May. Because the month of May is Geek Girl Speak. Because we're listening and you're talking. We're doing it for you. Geek Girl Speak. Ladies of the Nerd, only on Sci-Fi and Scream, only on Joy 94.9.
In this podcast, we talk to Bex Reed from Geek Bomb. She's one of the bombshells. So let's have a listen to the long, full interview with Bex, also known as Blondosaurus, the
Geek Girl Speak.
The first of our long podcasts, only on Joy 94.9.
I can edit this bit out if you like.
Yeah.
You're out about your Jar Jar? Okay. You're happy with me to believe it in. That's fine.
That's fine. Yeah.
Boom. Kawazi. Oops. Oops.
Even when we came down to Armageddon that time, you know, we were only there quickly for a couple of hours. I wanted to make sure I come past and said hello. And how you going?
Saturday, October the 19th, 2013. It's 3 p.m. The mothership has landed. Queer Geeks of Oz is here. Queer Geeks of Oz, for all you LGBTIQ, sci-fi, horror, and pop culture fans. History will be made. Time travel will be achieved at Armageddon.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream, and this is all about Geek Girl Speak month. It's the month of May, and it's pretty exciting because we're talking about and talking to a lot of girls, a lot of women and females in the roles that they play as geeks or in the industry, or maybe they're not in the industry, actually just the genuine fangirls out there and geek girls. And we have on the phone Bex, also known as Blondosaurus from Geek Bomb.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, welcome. That was a long intro. They're going to get shorter, I'm sure, as the month wears on. So you're part of the Geek Bomb, of course. And so we just need to let the listeners know, who are you and why do you love pop culture so much?
So I'm Blondosaurus and I'm a part-time Jedi turtle.
Yeah.
I also have my own pop culture store and website. And I am, as you mentioned, a Geek Bomb show at Geek Bomb. I've loved pop culture ever since I was a little girl. I remember watching Return of the Jedi for the first time, the Ewoks, and I've always collected toys and loved cutting.
Oh, we talked about the Ewoks, but maybe not in such a good way with Maud a bit earlier.
Oh, did you?
I didn't realise, you see, what I did, and I realised afterwards what I had done, just briefly. I'd copied and pasted some of her bio, like I've done with you as well, so I've got something to refer to. And I must have not copied the bit where she was, the heading was dislikes. So on her web page, it says dislikes and likes. So I just had all the dislikes and the likes together, one under the other. And it said in one of the points, it said horror movies, dot, dot, all of them. And I just assumed, oh, she loves horror movies.
Oh, yeah, she hates Chucky.
Yes, and that's what happened.
I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi-ho!
We had a Chucky moment.
And
then
funny.
I thought she was having me on because I hadn't seen.
No, she doesn't. She really doesn't like Chucky.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't seen the YouTube she referred me to later. It was a bit embarrassing. I felt terrible. But I mentioned something about Ewoks being possessed by the same demon as Chucky. And that
God, I've never heard anything like that before.
No, and that just went downhill. I love Chucky.
gorgeous.
All right. I knew that like Chucky. I knew that like Chucky.
Maybe Chucky will turn up in the Star Wars films. Wouldn't that be?
Oh my god!
As an
no,
Ewok,
that would be like
as
the
a
most
little evil
thing.
What if the Ewoks got possessed? You know, like something like that. You know, became blood hungry cannibals. Oh,
you awesome. May as well just squat and shit on all of my dreams. Is that what you're doing right now?
There'll be bloody stools. No, I will certainly edit that. I will edit that out. It's not the beetroot that made it go red. I'm creeping myself out now.
Okay. All the geeky ladies, all the geeky ladies. This is Maud Garrett, Chief Bomb of Geek Bomb. You can find us at geekbomb.net, but you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
So apologies to her. I hope she's recovering. I thought, oh my goodness, okay. I've copied and pasted the wrong thing.
Oh, that's okay.
Because I'm a horror geek. So you're a, you're a Star Wars. Do you call yourself a fangirl then?
I've loved Star Wars since I was little, but I've also loved the Ninja Turtles. Like, I'm a massive Turtle fan. Yeah. And I love cartoons and pretty much everything pop culture I like.
He-Man, Skeletor, all that stuff.
Gem. She-Ra.
Yeah.
Gem. People use that Gem.
I did.
So
I shared your post.
That has made my, like, week. And I'm like,
what if this is a hoax?
I don't care.
What if it's crap?
Yeah. It's too good not to be excited about.
And did you hear the other news, actually, just going off on a tangent, that Sofia Coppola is going to be doing a live-action film of Little Mermaid?
Yes, I did hear that, and she did Marie Antoinette.
So I love that film.
And that's so well done, so I'm kind of excited.
I am too. Look, I love Marie Antoinette. It'll be interesting to see what she uses for her soundtracks, because quite honestly, I thought the Bling film, to me, wasn't that interesting, but the soundtrack was better than the movie.
Oh, the music's amazing. I've got the soundtrack. I love it.
Yeah. So, Ninja Turtles, eh? Are you excited about the film? Or
yeah, I'm really excited, but everyone's kind of like, Michael Bay's going to kill it.
Blow them up.
So I'm kind of like, oh, please don't do anything bad. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, being a Ninja Turtle fan, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to buy, I'm still going to buy the toys. I'm still going to see it.
You'll still go,
I'll still go. Like, there's no way I won't go. So it's just hard when you love something like that. And if it is crap, you don't want to say anything against it. Do you know what I mean? Because you love something so much. Yeah.
I think we all felt a little bit about that in that sort of way with the prequels for Star Wars. Well, I know I did.
Yeah. And yeah. I rewatched them and I try
Me
to find
too, yeah.
good things with them because George Lucas is such a sweetheart and he really believed in them. So I feel sorry for Jar Jar, poor guy. Like, you know,
oh,
what I mean?
God,
I just want to
like
him because
yeah.
everybody hates him. So I'm like, you know what? I like him.
Yeah,
I've actually got a Jar Jar toy and it's hilarious. He pushes his hand and he talks like Jar Jar, but he tells you the time. Someone said to me from Vegas, it's crazy, but yeah, it's pretty funny.
probably something not to carry around with you. You could get a lot of hate for that.
It's nothing I've actually ever admitted to owning, but I do have a Jar Jar toy. That does tell us time.
I can edit this bit out if you like.
Yeah.
You're out about your Jar Jar? Okay, you're happy with me to believe it in. That's fine.
That's fine, but yeah.
Okay, cool. When thinking about what you do that relates to geek stuff, what got you involved in geek culture and specifically what you're doing as a geek, part of the Geek Bomb squad?
Okay, so what got me involved originally would be I grew up in a really tiny town, like very small town. There wasn't anything to do. So toys and comics and movies were my life. Like, they were the things, or we'd be down the fish and chip shop playing a retro, Street Fighter and games like that.
Oh, great, yeah.
There was nowhere to go. And if you wanted to go to the movies, you have to go, into town, and that was a rare occasion. And for the video shops, which, we don't really have many anymore, but they were the hangout places, and that's what we did.
Yeah. Oh, I think a lot of us did that. You talked about video shops. My best buddy, she had her parents were one of those people, like mum and dad owned video store. And they invested in buying what you call a milk bar here, but they extended it into the building next door as a VHS, as a video shop.
Oh, cool.
And you can see where I was every weekend.
That's what we did. Like, everyone was hanging down there.
Yeah, well, I used to help her run it on the weekends. Her parents would go away fishing or whatever.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And no, but I didn't, didn't open it. Like, we would put the exactly. We would put the back in 5 minutes sign up, and we'd be watching out the back watching the videos. It was terrible.
Oh, that's funny.
They soon found out when they opened the till drawer and said, "There's no money in here. Have you guys been
What's
open?
What's going on?"
We were sprung. Yeah, look, I think it's the same. I'm from a small town, not from country or rural, but a small town in New Zealand, and it was there was those freestand video games outside the fish and chip shop, and there was VHS shops, and that was it. There was nothing else.
Yeah,
to
I actually, you know, I loved them so much and have so many great memories that I've actually got some downstairs now in my house. Like, I've got some retro arcade machines,
oh,
and then
wow,
we actually
cool.
hire some out, you know, to the local pub, and so yeah, it just brings back those fun memories. Yeah, it's funny when people come around and visit and we have parties, or people bring their children or whatever, and they have the same, you know, same reaction that we did, even though it's, you know,
do you charge
they're
them?
Older.
Do you make them put money in? And
no.
You could, you know, you could do well.
It all runs on free credit. Yeah, actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah, no, that's probably a good idea, actually. And what's your favourite retro game, arcade game?
Street Fighter 2 and the Ninja Turtles. I've got both of
those
downstairs.
Yeah, of course. We've got those two downstairs. Right. Okay, cool. Also, yeah, there's obviously a lot of game influence there and cartoon and comic influence. So what brought you to something? I mean, it's been pretty out there and pretty successful, Geek Bomb, that particular journey.
Yes, that was awesome. They were looking for people to, you know, jump on board, and I applied, and I was lucky enough to be picked. So that's been a really great experience. You know, it's been so fun, and I love it, and I love the people, and yeah, it's just been a wonderful experience.
How long have you been bombing?
I've been bombing now. Let me see. I guess it's 9 months.
Okay, pretty new then.
Yeah, we're all a lot of the bombshells all came on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So about 9 months I think it is now.
Yeah,
or it might be a little bit longer. I think maybe June it'll be a year, maybe. Anyway, this year will be a year.
Cool. And what's your actual, what do you do within it, the organisation? What do you do there?
Okay, so at Geek Bomb, it's just a hub and a network where we can all celebrate geek culture and come together. And as a bombshell, I'm lucky enough to contribute everything from, you know, blogs and social media, reviews, weekly videos, and we go to events and, you know, all things geek related.
Getting that visibility. Do you think that's important?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think the people are important. That's who we do it for.
Mm. And as a woman, of course, as well, what has the experience been like within as part of the squad, the Geek Bomb?
It's been absolutely brilliant. As Ron Weasley would say, brilliant. The best thing about Geek Bomb for me has been the people, like the guys and the ladies, you know, who support us, who watch the videos, jump on Facebook, who comment, who follow us on Twitter. These guys are the absolute best. And also, I mean, their support means the world to me, and the ladies of Geek Bomb. I just love them.
Yeah. Have you met all of them yet, or is it quite difficult to get in touch with
everyone? No, we've all met. We've all met, but we all, because I live, you know, away.
Yeah.
So we've all met. I just haven't met Shona in real life yet.
Okay. So she's the Melbourne-based one.
She's in Melbourne.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool. It's funny how I should be talking to you, because I should really be talking to the Melbourne one, but I believe she's very busy in away a lot. So
yeah.
That's cool. And that's the fun part too, is it the travelling side of it? Is it because you guys haven't got enough people everywhere that you need them to be, or is there just, you just like to travel to those other venues to go to events and so on?
I love going to events. Like, I loved being in Melbourne last week for the Toy Fair. Any event I can try to get to, I get to, but it just depends on where I am or work or what's happening. And yeah. some weekends there's family things on. So it just depends on what's happening because things change every day. It's so hard to plan things.
And do you have a team when you're going? Is it like roaming reporter or how does it work? Just you yourself and...
There's a team of the bombshells and I guess, yeah, whoever's there at the time and we just all make it work.
Yeah.
Maud is fabulous. She's our chief bomb.
Yeah.
And Taz is absolutely wonderful and she's like our, you know, in charge here in Australia and does so much for us all and she's absolutely wonderful as well. And then all the bombshells are absolutely brilliant. So everybody together is the team.
It's quite an armoury, as they say in the army. It's quite an armoury of bombs there going off. Now, I mean, she's only been doing it, this is Maud, since 2012. I mean, it's just so, it's spread out so quickly and seems like a very efficient, you know, the way it runs. So
yeah,
that's just
amazing.
Great.
I'm very lucky.
Yeah, it's very cool. As far as the plans for the future in Geek Bomb, where do you, you know, is there anything you can tell us, of course, or your own plans for it?
Well,
any ideas? Or
the store has just been launched, so that's exciting.
Yes, that was recent.
I'm really proud to be a part of that. That's really exciting. The new merch store was a big part of the future, and there's lots of other wonderful, exciting things happening all the time.
Events and things, and I miss at least 60% I miss because I just can't get to them all. It's crazy.
You've got such a great little show happening, haven't you?
Yeah, it's mad. I'm totally exhausted most of the time. That's probably because I'm up till 5.
Wonderful. You should be super proud.
Thank you. Again, it was delightful to see you at our first Queer Geeks of Oz at the Armageddon.
Oh, thank you.
That was just so cool because, you know, it gets busy. I was incredibly nervous. It was the first time and I thought,
I know,
shit,
and I feel
you know.
So, because I get like that. So I feel like really like, hi, bye, for the team, we support you, hey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just want to just put a face to the name and, you know,
exactly.
and support one another because I'm really passionate about supporting other people and being kind and that's just why.
Well, that's probably why you got that gig, I guess, because it feels that Maud has the same appreciation of that and also the same, you know, the same motto, which is personally very positive. Now, speaking of positives, look, there's always going to be the negatives, of course, with the positives. But, of course, what have your experience been like as a geek girl in general, not just as a geek bomb? Can you tell us the good and the bad?
I'm a very positive person, so I find it... But as a geek girl, I'm happy to say that, you know, 90% of my experiences have all been great. I do have the odd moments, though. Like, just recently, I was in a well-known clothing store, and the assistant asked me if I was going to a dress-up party. I had a geek T-shirt on and socks. Like, it was a Ninja Turtle T-shirt and Donatello socks. It wasn't like it was anything, you know, as outrageous as I usually wear.
It's not like cosplayers...
I'm proud of who I am and I love my geek fashion and I love what I'm passionate about, but I do get a little, I get jabs like that, you know, quite often, but, you know, the funny thing is I'm actually going to a superhero party tonight dressed as a full Ninja Turtle.
What a surprise!
I know, that's so funny that, you know, but anyway, yeah, I get things like, you know, I do get tormented sometimes about what I've got on or things like that, but it does not
That's disappointing,
phase. But like that's like, you know, 10% of 90, so I can't complain.
That's very healthy. I mean, if that's your experience, then it's not as bad as other experiences I've heard of perhaps people who go full out cosplay, you know.
Yeah, I've heard some absolutely horrible experiences and I just feel for those people. It's absolutely terrible. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I try to avoid it as much as I can. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happens. I try to like laugh it off or smile. Or even the other day, we were at an engagement party and my nails were painted rainbow colours. And like, you know, Lady Rainicorn from Adventure Time,
yes,
but those were rainbow colours. Yeah, that's all I wear, just rainbow. And one girl said, I didn't know who she was, but she dressed me and said, I couldn't decide on a colour, could we?
Oh.
And it was kind of like, well, you know what, instead of worrying about it, I was like, oh, do you watch Adventure Time and it's Lady Rainicorn? And it was just like, who is this? You know what I mean? You just have to approach it with your passion. And
Do you think, for example, some of the negative experience that I'm just hearing from what you're saying might be from other women themselves?
Oh, I don't know. Like, because every other woman that I've dealt with, you know, we're all girls at Geek Bomb. Everyone's positive and kind to one another. I've got a really supportive group of friends. Yeah, I don't know where it comes from. I think sometimes people are scared of different, maybe.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think so. We've all been run out of our little towns, I think, in some ways.
Yeah, and
I mean,
I think maybe that's how I have handled it, because... I was the girl in the small town that would try to make the fashions that you saw, you know, in the magazines or have the black and white cut off jeans, or yeah. And no one would dare wear that. But I've been doing that since I'm like being 12 years old.
People do judge too quickly and randomly, and that is a shame. You know, if you if that's your thing, then that's how you fly, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, exactly. I've never, you know, you just can't judge anyone because you just never know what's going on.
Exactly. For yourself as a geek girl and the future, if you have your own vision, what can you say to younger women out there, young geek girls who, you know, maybe that 12-year-old in that country town that's listening and going, I love Adventure Time. I really love My Little Pony and all of that. And yet I'm afraid to come out about it. What would you say to that girl?
Okay, so the most important thing to me was to tell them to be you and to be proud of who you are and do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
And also, though, I think something that's really important is to approach everything with kindness. You know, never let anyone mistake kindness as a weakness. You know, be the best version of yourself. Yeah.
It's kind of Buddhist. In a way.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Yeah.
A geek Buddhist, maybe? I don't know.
Buddhist bombs, yeah.
Yeah. Getting a little deep there?
Don't get too deep, no, though. No. That's good. No. You can be deep, you know. Still waters run deep and all that. And, yeah, does actually inspire other people because we've all had friends like you. We have, and we need to support them. If you are out there, do it. Be out. I mean.
Yeah, be there. And I think.
Enjoy the moment, too.
And nowadays, you know, you see a lot more, you know, you see some great Instagram pages, you know, people expressing their fashions. And, I mean, you've got some awesome clothing, more mainstream clothing lines, you know, like Black Milk now, that do everything from Adventure Time to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I know.
So people are really expressing themselves a lot more than they would, you know, 20 years ago.
Well, with this podcast, we'll have some cosplayers and their experiences. I mean, I can't do any of those things, but I love people who do, you know. I think, wow, that's just amazing.
I love, that's one of my favourite, I think that's like, to me, like I remember my first Supernova and I was like, this is amazing. Do you mean, this is just wonderful, you know, like all these people and these costumes, I love it, yeah.
And with the anime too, the anime characters, and they get right into it, it's fantastic.
Oh, and those costumes are they must work on them for, you know, a year or
for years almost.
They're amazing.
Actually, that brings me to the Comic Con. I don't know if you've seen that movie that was out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, is that the one with Joss Whedon family in it and everything?
Yeah.
And the girls.
The girls making the cosplay in the suburbs and.
Yes, love that.
Fantastic.
They've actually just been on a show, Heroes of Cosplay, so you should check that out.
Oh. Okay, Heroes of
Cosplay.
You'll
love it. You'll see where they're at now, the girls. They're just amazing.
Because they got work, didn't they? They actually got some work there, I believe.
Yeah, and they still making all the costumes. They're still doing, some work on some films and things. They've done really well for themselves. Amazing.
Cool. Okay, the future for you. What do you want to be doing? Do you, in 9 months, a year, or where's this all going, do you think, for you?
All of I want for the future is to always, you know, to have happiness and love and excitement and success, and whatever comes along with it is a bonus. It's going to be open to all things good. To be a wizard maybe in the future.
Was that you, Hufflepuff? No.
Yes, that's me. I'm a Hufflepuff.
Oh, I'm Slytherin.
Really?
Oh, well, you know, on the light side of Slytherin. Maybe. On a good day.
But they're good Slytherin, though. Like, you know what I mean? Just like when I tell people I'm Hufflepuff, it's just the reaction is so funny. It's like I told them, you know, that I don't know, did the worst thing in the world. I'm a Hufflepuff, and I just get this reaction, this face. Expression.
Everyone's Gryffindor. It's like, come on, you can't have everybody.
My husband's Gryffindor.
Right. Oh, you guys were in Las Vegas, is that right?
Yeah, we got married in Las Vegas.
Oh, hilarious. Great.
8 years ago.
Wow.
It'll be nine in September. Yeah, I know.
That's amazing.
I know. It's really funny. It's really funny because he's like, you know, an architect and a Gryffindor and quite, you know, and I'm this woohoo, like, you know, fairy sort of thing. And together, though, we just have this amazing relationship and happiness, love, and all those wonderful things.
That's cool.
And he's really good. Like, he loves all the geek stuff.
Has he built you a Ninja Turtle lair yet?
No, he hasn't built me a Ninja Turtle lair yet.
He needs to.
I'll have to tell him that.
It might be a bit damp, but, you know, I'm sure you can heat it.
Oh, well, I'll suggest that to him.
Yeah, I think it's time.
If we send him a thank you letter, thanks, he'll be like, thanks.
You go, thanks, no thanks, thanks a lot. So how can people find out more about, obviously you've got this new, is it the new website as well? Blondosaurus and all of that?
Yeah.
Where can they go?
So you can find me on Twitter @BexBlondosaurus. My website and store is just blondosaurus.com.au. Facebook is Blondosaurus and Instagram is at the Blondosaurus. And then Geek Bomb, you can find everyone at Twitter at Geek Bombshell. Facebook is Geek Bomb. Instagram is at Geek Bomb. YouTube is Geek Bombshells. And the website and store is geekbomb.net. And there's also a podcast on iTunes called Geek Bomb Live.
And you've got the YouTube there too, haven't you? Is that
videos
and everything?
Yeah, the YouTube is Geek Bombshells. And that's where you can catch up on the Week in Geek, but now it's renamed to Geeks Unleashed, where we have a special guest every week and they come on and celebrate all things geek and talk about things geek. It's a really great watch.
Yeah. And do you get into the books like Maud does? She said she does a lot of the book stuff too. Are you part of the book group? Or?
No, I'm not part of the book club, no.
No, okay, book club. Okay. I mean.
I do read, like I can read, I like to read. I'm more visual, so I really enjoy, like, you know, comics.
Oh yeah, what's your favourite comic at the moment or anything you can suggest?
Well, there was a really cool one and it's finished now, but it was called Fanboys vs. Zombies and by Boom Studios, and it was actually a bunch of, you know, young people at Comic-Con and there's a zombie outbreak, but it has all these pop culture references in it, you know, through the different series and stuff, and Jerry Gaylord is the artist. And he's one of the brilliant.
Good.
And I really love his stuff. So that's a great, fun, you know, sort of out there, not mainstream one to check out. And then I also, Eastman and Laird, you know, and I also really love, you know, the cartoon ones, like Regular Show and Adventure Time and My Little Pony. They're all really, the art's really great. You know, I love the art and the fun little stories. A bit light and just, you know.
Really yeah. Easy. No, it's all fun. It's all fun stuff. And Adventure Time is just fantastic. I mean, who would have thought?
I know. Have you watched Regular Show?
No, not yet.
Okay, give it a few episodes and you'll just fall in love with it. I love Adventure Time. And Regular Show used to be on after.
Yeah.
I think it still is. It's on afterwards.
Is it the same people? It's the same writers? No.
But one of the guys, some of the guys have worked on it.
Oh, yeah.
So it is sort of, yeah, it's all the same.
Cool.
Same things, but it's a really good show.
And are you going to be at Oz Comic Con? Do you think?
Or? Yes, I'm hoping to. That's September. Definitely, yeah. I'm hoping to.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll see you there. Right? Yeah, we are. We're bringing the panel over, but we're not just bringing over. We're actually seeding our little pods, our little Geek Oz pods around Australia, hopefully.
Oh, wow.
So awesome. We're even doing Hobart. You done Hobart yet? I know, because it's pretty much from July onwards we're going to be very busy.
Yeah, because I think
everyone...
I'm going to London in May.
Oh, okay. What's in London?
A couple of weeks. Well, my mother-in-law's going over for a family thing. So
she said,
so I think I'm going for 2 weeks. It seems that way at the moment. So I'm kind of like, I wasn't expecting different dates and stuff.
Well, there might be something over there that they have... Is it the Harry Potter studio or something?
Yes, we're going. Yeah, the Harry Potter studio is Warner Brothers tour, isn't it?
Yeah,
so that would be wicked. So something like that would be good to do. And
Bex looks. I mean, Blondosaurus. It's been great, great talking to you for Sci-Fi and Scream and our Geek Girl Speak month of May. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be on the show. Thank you.
Well, if you are so grateful, I'll get you to do a station ID tag. Is that cool?
Yep, I'm Blondosaurus. I'm Blondosaurus, and this is Sci-Fi and Scream, Joy 94.9.
Perfect, that's good. That's good. Awesome. Oh, my God, get your bangs on.
It's got to be awesome. Get your lightsabers ready, people.
All right, well, thank you so much for talking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream. Bex,
thank you
Reed,
so much.
Blondosaurus, thank you.
Hang up the chick habit, hang it up, daddy, or you'll never get another fix. Hang up the chick habit, hang it up, daddy, or you'll be alone in a quick.
Coming soon.
We've got more long podcasts for
Geek Girl Speak.
This is just a teaser of what is to come. We've got a little bit of Dr. Emma Beddoes, a professional geek girl. Sci-Fi and Scream, or should I say Geek Girl Speak? ! That's what it's called. I want to welcome Dr. Emma Beddoes to the studio, to the special podcast where we're looking at women and girls in popular culture, how the media represents them, fans, fangirls, cosplayers, gamers, you know, the whole expansive universe pretty much. Emma.
Hello. Thanks for having
Dr.
me.
Dr. Emma?
Jeez, we're covering everything. Have women represented, women in popular culture, women in geek culture, everything.
Well, you have to do it all by yourself.
I can do it.
Starting from now.
All right, go.
Who are you?
All right, who am I? I'm Dr. Emma Beddoes. Who am I? I do lots
of things. Well, I've got your bio here if you want me to read it.
Oh, no. I'm sure I should be able to remember what I do. It's important that I'm forgetting. Oh, I'm a writer and a blogger. I have a new blog coming out very soon called Geek Maven.
Geek what, sorry?
Geek Maven, which is all about girl geeks. M-A-V-E-N.
Oh, like, I don't know what that means.
Maven, yeah. Well, like Raven? See, that's the thing. Maven means like sort of a specialist or an expert in something.
Okay.
I like to think of myself as a professional geek because my doctorate is actually all about popular culture and fans and all that kind of thing.
I can't afford to pay you, though.
No, that's okay.
It's not like
that's all right. You can pay me in geek cred. That's okay. It's fine. We want to spread the love.
We should be sharing it.
Exactly. We know how awesome this stuff is.
Yeah.
And the fact is, the more people get into this, the more it financially supports the creators, actors, and writers that we love.
And then, of course, your dreams, your fantasies, the stuff where you would stare out the window and daydream about, you can actually maybe one day make some sort of sustainable existence out of, and also share that with your friends who are the same sort of loons.
Exactly.
And everybody said, you know, you'll never get a job doing that.
Yeah. I know that some people feel like as a geek they identify as being kind of the outcast or the misfit. You know, they didn't kind of fit in with everyone else at high school. I certainly understand that feeling, and so they're resistant to the mainstream coming in and sort of co-opting their culture. But the truth is, like, at the end of the day, when it comes to your social gatherings and when you have parties or birthdays or whatever, you still just can invite the same geeks that you know and feel comfortable with. This isn't going to change your life. It just means that
what about the initiations? No, I'm just kidding.
Are there initiations?
Maybe
there
should be.
I've never really been initiated.
No.
I actually really loathe the idea of geeks having to be initiated because it just feeds into the whole,
I know,
there's a certain level of things you need to know and understand. Yes.
And without sounding, what's that horrible word, imperialist or anything. Not being imperialist, but just being like globally reaching out. Mm-hmm. And if people can share their skills and experiences, I don't care what country they come from. Doesn't matter to me.
Nope.
It shouldn't matter to me.
Nope.
Or any of us.
Shouldn't matter to anyone.
That's right.
You know, I feel that I really am a true geek at heart. And in terms of just being inspired, well, actually, I have to say, particularly in terms of representation of female characters, I do really enjoy the work of Joss Whedon. Geek girls. I don't know. I don't know whether there are any geek girls out there who still feel resistance the way that I did, or feel that there's pressure on them to be more traditionally girly.
Conform.
Or conform. But I guess all I would say is just don't. Screw them. You know? I don't know. Damn the man. Not necessarily like as in a man. It could be a woman.
But,
you know, just damn the man, metaphorically speaking. Yeah. Follow your own passion. When you do that, when you actually embrace what you're passionate about, everything suddenly falls into place, I find. You suddenly find yourself surrounded by people who share the same kind of passion. Opportunities start to present themselves to you. You just start to enjoy life more. Just don't pretend that you're something that you're not. Just be who you are. Hey, I'm Dr. Emma Beddoes. You're listening to Geek Girl Speak on Joy 94.9.
It's all happening for Geek Girl Speak for May 2014 here on Joy 94.9. Enjoy our podcasts. Just a taste of the things to come. Geek Girl Speak. Only on Joy 94.9.
A moment or two more, and you will be the first live Earth people ever to enter a celestial ship.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.